I am so delighted to have in the studio with us today Mary Anderson. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Mary, you're a botanist.
Yes.
But you are an expert in something so cool. I'm very excited to learn more about it. I don't know anything about it. We were talking in the studio. We don't know anything about it. Green roofs. And you don't mean like I just went up on my roof and I painted it green.
No, no. It's not green as in the color of shingles or the roofing material, but green as in vegetated. Growing plants on the roof. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but anything you can grow on the ground, you can grow on the roof.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Come on. Roofs are slanted sometimes, and wouldn't your plant fall right off?
Well, you can build in almost like a stair step planting system. So you can grow short growing plants like grasses and flowers on the roof. When I was in Alaska a couple of years ago, the visitor center in downtown Anchorage was an old log cabin. And on the log cabin, on the roof, was grasses and flowers growing. And this was in August. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Anna. Anna.
I was thinking it's really kind of closer to the sun than on the ground. So can all plants do it, or can only plants that can, like, tolerate the sun do it?
You know, that's a really good question.
Good point.
Because you do have full sun most of the time up there. You can build shade areas, like just like you do on the ground. You can have shaded areas where you can grow plants that can't handle the sun. But your cactus, your sedums, your little hens and chickens, a lot of plants you find around here grow very well on a roof.
But why? Why do you want, why? Wouldn't it be kind of inconvenient to go out on your roof and garden? But why would you want to? What's the advantage of growing something on your roof?
Oh, well. Well, first of all, it's energy conservation.
How?
Well, it's an insulative barrier. So it's cooler in the summertime and warmer in the winter.
You mean if I have a flat roof on part of my house, and if I were to plant that whole flat roof, which you're saying I can do, even in here in New Mexico?
Yes, even here in New Mexico. I do want to make sure we're very clear that before you do go out and plant your roof, bring up soil and put in plants, you have a structural engineer or architect look at your house and make sure that the roof can handle the weight. Because these are plants and soil and water, and all of that has weight.
Mm. So then you would plant on your roof, on my flat roof. I could plant on it if provided that, you know, it's a strong enough roof. And then you're saying to me that my house would be cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter if I did that?
That is correct. That is correct.
Really?
Just think of adobe walls. It's pretty much the same philosophy. The adobe walls are thick, made of soil, earth, and those buildings are cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter.
Yeah.
The same as the roof. It's an insulated barrier.
I mean, it would be just so beautiful if people did that all over. And I know my family, some of them live in Chicago, and a crazy thing is happening in the city of Chicago, which is that when you go downtown, if you go up to the highest building, like the John Hancock or the Sears Tower, now it's called something else, but I will always call it the Sears Tower. But if you go up to the top and you look around Chicago, all these skyscrapers have green roofs. Are they doing the same thing?
Yes, they're
doing this for insulation. But here's what I learned. I learned that my mom was telling me it's keeping the entire city of Chicago cooler. It's not just keeping the building cooler. How is it doing that?
Well, when you think about it, the building materials reflect a lot of heat. They absorb heat during the day and reflect it at night, keeping the air temperature warmer. The plants absorb some of that heat and hold it. So even for the city, it does lower the air temperature.
Wow. So if you're a kid and you're listening right now, and obviously kids can't go hire a structural engineer to look at their roofs, but we could maybe do some greening of our roofs. Is it worth, like, just, you know, going out there with a little pot of soil and putting it on your roof and planting pretty plants? Does that do anything, or is that just pretty?
Everything helps.
Everything helps. And how are we helping? What are we hoping to help?
Well, the in addition to cooling the environment, we're also doing two other things. One is saving species, saving plants that may be dying out, so we can grow plants on the roof. Also, it makes us happy.
Oh,
I mean, how many people need to go hug a tree?
Yeah, I hear ya. Yeah.
So would you put an irrigation system up on your roof, or would you physically go up there and
good
water
question,
it?
Good question, Anna.
Well, you know, you can do both. You can do both. You can put in an automated irrigation system. And in some areas, you don't even have to irrigate because there's enough moisture in the air and enough precipitation. There's rain and snow. Here, you probably would. You want to match the vegetation on the roof with your environment. So what is most, what do you see most common in your environment is really what you should be planting on the roof. Or you can go up there and hand water, and it makes you feel good.
We have a door that we can just step out of onto our roof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neat. Wait. Sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So we have a loftish place, then we have a window.
Uh-huh.
But to a lot of people, it looks like a window with just to open a crank to open it. So mm-hmm. It could be open so you could get some air. But actually, it's a window/door.
So you could go out on your roof, too.
Out to our roof.
Green roofs. Wow. Well, for folks to learn more about doing green roofs, Mary Anderson, where should they go online?
Oh, greenroofs.com.
Okay. Greenroofs.com. Greenroofs.org, too.
Greenroofs.org. The EPA has a fantastic website.
That's the Environmental Protection Agency, y'all, for the United States government, and that's EPA.gov.
Thanks.
And you can search green roofs there. Well, Mary Anderson, she's a botanist with the University of New Mexico, or actually you're working somewhere else?
Actually, my day job is with the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Oh, neat. Yeah. With the Fish and Wildlife Service. And Anna?
This has inspired me to put plants on my roof.
I think so.
Good.
Me three.
Good.
Me three. You have three new green roofs in Albuquerque.
All right.
Thank you so much, Mary Anderson, for being with us on the Children's Hour and talking green roofs.
Thank you.